Hey everyone, it's Naomi. I kind of just want to get on here and just not necessarily rant, but I guess talk. I like seeing a video of these two couples that I used to like really love, power couples, but they broke up because one was cheating, and they were together for so long, and it kind of just made me like wonder or think, like, people are in your life, you know, for a long time, and there's people that are in your life temporarily, just to teach you a lesson and help you grow. Not necessarily they were a bad thing, or they had no purpose of being in your life, but that they were there for a lesson, and they helped you grow and taught you how, what you want in life, and like what or who you want in your life, you know. So I just wanted to get on here and tell y'all, like, life is too short, and we don't have room for distractions. We don't have room to always be sad and tired. I also want to mention, like, I wasn't feeling good for, like, 2 months. I think it was, like, basically 2 months, like, since Thanksgiving. And I was, like, constantly, like, throwing up. I was having headaches. And I went to the hospital many of times, tried to get checked up. But nothing came up. Every test that they took was negative. And I had to sit down and think, like, okay, why am I actually sick? Like, I don't get it. And then I eventually found out that it was because of stress. And lately I've been like very stressed about like friendships and like people that, you know, were in my life in the past, and always thinking constantly like, you know, it's my fault, or consistently like blaming myself for things. And it's crazy that like your mental health or stress can really take a toll on your whole body, and it can create physical illnesses and make you feel like physically sick. And you might actually feel like, okay, well, this can't be like, you know, at first I was kind of like, it can't be like stress, it can't be like mental health, it can't be my mental health, because like there are times that I felt like I was doing fine, like I shouldn't be feeling sick. And then there are days where I'm like super stressed, out of it, burnt out. And realizing that during break, when I was at my mom's house, the nausea, like my sickness just disappeared. And I was just like, okay, well, that's weird. I don't know like where it went, you know? And as soon as I moved back in my dorm room, started thinking about like, damn, I have school now. And being told about like, you know, a past friend or someone bringing up like about someone who's no longer in your life, and it kind of, you know, pulls a trigger inside you. Like, it's like it triggers you in a sense of like, okay, now you're feeling nauseous again, you're feeling all these types of feelings, and realizing that at that moment, like, this is the reason why I've been feeling this way, and it's crazy. So I really encourage every single one of you guys who are going through a similar situation to please take care of yourself, like really incorporate those self-care routines, really, you know, treat yourself, make sure you're always surrounding yourself by positive, good people. And honestly, like, there's no reason for you to be reminded of a person that's no longer in your life. Like, You know, like, they're not in your life for a reason anymore. There's no reason for you to be reminded of them and know what they're doing or want to know what they're up to. Like, you don't want to know what they're up to, because that's just gonna keep you or pull you back into that dark hole that you just had climbed out of. And I really care for each and every one of you guys. I love you guys so much. Please take care of yourself. I know it's seasonal depression outside. It's funny because yesterday we were building a self-care, or actually like a self-care, I'm a CA, so like we had to do like a spring like billboard, and we did cabin fever, putting that up before our residents come back, and basically explaining like steps to, like, you know, taking care of yourself, and, you know, taking your vitamins, interacting with other people, going to events, join student groups, or just, like, you know, taking yourself out for a vacation. Like, I'm planning on going to Cancun soon by myself, and also going to South Padre during spring break. And I just really encourage you guys to really take care of yourself. Like, I don't want anyone to feel what I was feeling. Like, this sickness was bad. Like, I was always feeling nauseous, like wanting to throw up every single time, and realizing what it was and getting help was the best choice I made. And I just don't want anyone going through what I went through. So yeah, love you guys. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay mindful, you know. And yeah, self-care is really what I'm encouraging you guys to do. So yeah, and that's Naomi, which are Nunu, and I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.